listening to BGU Radio.
Welcome to BGU Radio, coming to you live from this Debuquer campus studio. To all our listeners and new students who are curious about all the things to know to make your stay here easier, happier as a student on Debuquer campus. Today we are going to host the Student Council Welcome Committee in an orientation podcast for new students to Ben-Gurion University's Debuquer campus. My name is Jansirani Srinivasan. I'm your host and you are listening to BGU Radio. In studio, today we have Vinolia, Aida and Nathan from the Student Council Welcome Committee. And in this podcast, we will be discussing how you as a new student will get to be a part of the amazing student community here at BGU's Debuquer campus. Welcome guys. Please tell us more about the Debuquer Student Council.
Hi Jansi, I'm Vinolia, a member of the Welcome Committee. So we are a group of student volunteers who are a part of the SB Council. So this council comes under BGU Student Union. So anybody, any student can be a part of this. So we run for the benefit of the students and we host a lot of activities. And as the Welcome Committee, we are here to assist new students with their initial days of, you know, kickstarting their new semester or whatever it is.
Debuquer Campus Student Council has a lot of information on its website for the new students. But what practical information do they need to know as they arrive? Like, do they need to bring bedding and kitchen supply while they're coming here?
That's a good question, and it's a frequently asked question too. The dorms are well furnished with basic amenities, and you can find good condition secondhand kitchenware that includes everything from plates, bowls, cutlery to pans and pots, so that these things need not be brought along with them because we know that travel is already, you know, might be tedious. So we just need them to be here.
Okay.
That's it. So you don't have to bring bedding and kitchen supplies.
So who's going to pick the new students once they reach the airport?
We have taxi drivers who'd be there in the airport waiting for the students to arrive. And the standard pickup location is the Stamatsky bookstore. So these instructions will also be given by the administration. So when they pick up, the taxi drivers will pick them up and they would bring them here on campus, and there would be a student volunteer who'd be there with the keys to welcome them, even if it's the eerie hours of the night.
Oh, that's great. Hi, Angel. Do they have any orientation campus tour?
Thank you, Jansi. Yes, once the students have reached here, and we as a welcome committee and with some volunteers, we will show them the different departments in the campus, and also we will take them to the Midrashit village and we will show them the Ben-Gurion grave, and also we will take them to Be'er Sheva to open the bank accounts and to the post office and to shuk, supermarkets, and all the facilities which they wanted in the beginning. And also apart from Be'er Sheva, we also show them the center here in Midrasha, which will be easier for them to open their accounts in the post office, and also there's a supermarket here. And yes, this will be a small orientation tour in the campus once they arrive.
That's great. What is the important thing that student has to consider during the holidays for the travel or about transportation?
Yes, every weekend here in Israel is considered as Shabbat. So from Friday evening until Saturday evening, you will not have any public transportation. So you have to be mindful about making travel plans, or, you know.
Is it applicable for weekends or any other holiday also? It's very common for getting transportation off.
Public transportations may not be available during Jewish holidays as well.
Okay. So what is the important thing that student has to bear in mind during the holidays in Israel?
There are two things that they should make note of, that the supermarket or any shopping centers might not be open and public transportation might not be available. But we have a solution for that. There is a WhatsApp ride-sharing group that's here on the campus, which connects all of the students on campus and also the residents of the campus, where you can ask for rides to a destination where you're going within Israel and, you know, close areas or something like that. If you want to visit a place, there'd be people available and you can share the cost with them.
There is a great student life here on Debuquer campus. What are the exciting activities can students get involved in?
There are a wide range of activities. To list a few of them, we have cultural activities such as salsa classes, and we have shows which are based on the salsa classes. So you can always, you know, exhibit what you've learned. You have a choir team, so you can practice your singing skills, your voice, and then you can eventually have a show during an event called the International Dinner that happens every year. Nathan will later on talk about sports, and I will tell you something about the campus mail. So we have this, we have a campus mail called SB Campus Mail, and you can subscribe to it, where you'll get notified about the various events that happen on campus. And you can stay up to date with all of the information and events and activities that are going in the campus. You have several activities where you'll be super engaged. You think that a day is not enough.
So what are the facilities that are available for the students?
We have a student center, also known as a pub, because it has an inbuilt pub, and you have an indoor game area where you have billiards, table tennis part, and then foosball. And then there's another section where we call it as a studio. You can have yoga classes, Pilates, Zumba. These are the things that are happening on the campus, and they're very interesting to be involved in, because there are a lot of students participating. And there are more information on about all of these activities on the student website.
Hi, Nathan.
Hello, Jansi.
What are the sports events happening in our campus?
Okay, so there are a number of sports and activities we do on campus. So don't worry if you have a hard time in the lab. There's always a place to go and free your mind. But we have quite a number. There's a boxing team where we go into the sports gym, and there's a professional trainer. This particular lady is from Russia. It's quite interesting. And there's also a football and a volleyball team. We also have the frisbee team on campus. Mostly during the orientation, what we do is we give a list of, there's a sheet where you can sign up, and we hook them into the WhatsApp group. So mostly when there's time for the sports, we send a message onto the group and we go and play. So there's always quite a number where you can exercise and also keep fit on campus. There's also the running team on campus. So there's also the beach volley. So there are quite a number where you can. And also on campus, once a year, the student council organizes the SB games among various departments. And there's also swimming. And for the swimming, so there's a period where you buy the ticket and you can go and swim. And there's also the table tennis or the long tennis court, which is just close by campus. There's also a gym. We have a professional gym where people can sign up to in the center. And also there's an open gym just by the entrance of the main of the campus. So that place, there's no fee. You just go. There's quite a number of things. You can just go and exercise.
There is also some pottery shop, something I heard.
Okay, what? So there is this man in the Midrasha who is called Roy, who is into pottery and glassware. So mostly people go and learn basic skills like things to do with clay, with metal, welding. So there's all these activities, but he's a nice man, which I recommend for anyone. And also when we, anytime after sports and you're tired and after a long week where you want to get your clothes done or laundry done, we have various laundry services among the campus. I think there are three of them where you can go and do your laundry neat, and it's also cheap. It's just 5 shekels per washing.
Oh, okay. That's great. So thank you, guys. I have another question. So what is the interesting fact about student-professor communication in this campus?
Okay. In Sedbokeh, it's amazing. Yes. A little bit before I was in Sedbokeh, I was also in another campus in Israel. But in Sedbokeh, because it's a very tight-knit community, there's always a very good interaction between the professors and the students. And I always say this is one of the nicest places you can do science, because there's this peaceful and this cordiality among everyone on campus. So the help is there, even among the professors and among the students. And also, if you lack something, you can reach out to them. And some of them have an open door policy, which I think is an amazing thing.
Okay. How do you address your professors here?
So it's more of a casual setting when you come to the academic area of Sede Buker. You can just call them by their name, their first name. And so it's not a very strict setting. You can be more casual and you can. There's a nice interactive arena which helps you to grow and develop and create good bonds.
You know, the first time I came, I called my professor, like, professor or doctor this. And it's like, no, Nathan, call me by my first name. And that is okay. And I think that's basically what is on campus, which...
Yeah, that's a really nice, the coolest country that you've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you guys for your time. As we end the show, we would also like to welcome new students to join BG Radio. We encourage you to participate in our upcoming radio courses for all your eager podcasters, and we will be offering more information when we meet you here in Sede Buker. I have been your presenter Jhansi, and it's goodbye and see you soon from us here at BGU Radio.
You're listening to BGU Radio.